Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. Without a solid foundation, your retirement plan can come tumbling down like a house of cards. So how do you build that foundation? That is our topic today. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And today on Wealth Creator Radio, you'll get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. So if we had to boil it down to just a few building blocks that would help us create a solid retirement, what would you say those should be?
Well, first and foremost, there's no doubt about the main one, and that's if you have no income, you're unemployed. You're not retired, right?
That's true.
So you have to have income. Without income, there is no retirement. So hands down, that's got to be, you know, the prime directive or whatever you want to call it. That's the number one thing to be focused on is how are you going to get money to replace the money you used to earn and live and, you know, have fun and still do stuff. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that's probably the biggest one. And, you know, obviously that dictates, okay, well, where's your money at, right? So investments, those types of things. And, you know, probably the two that can kind of get at you and take away some of that wealth that you've created and you've built up over all those years is, you know, one would be, of course, taxes. And, you know, that's the big one that obviously we all are focused on every year. It's always taking away some of our money. So any strategies you can do to minimize those tax payments, that's great. And then, of course, lastly, it's really that healthcare and long-term care types of issues. And that can be tons and tons and tons of money. So, you know, that, again, is not a retirement goal, but more of a retirement thing to have to deal with and have to overcome. So, you know, one of those hurdles that you have to reach and hopefully, you know, go over it.
Right.
So, you know, so those are kind of the main ones I would say is really, you know, first and foremost income and then where you're investing the money, but then also watching it for how the taxes and healthcare can eat away those dollars.
Why would you say these are issues that are so critical for retirees today, Eric?
Well, I think they've been the same issues forever, really. They're not too much different in that sense, but the big difference, of course, is we used to all work for a company for 20, 30 years or whatever, right, and get that gold watch and that big pension and, you know, had Social Security on top of that. So, yeah, your savings were kind of for the boat or the RV or for the fun trips, but really you had all your money set. And now without that pension, and it's a 401k match, if even, now it's all on you, right? There's nobody else that's going to be doing it for you. You know, you're on your own. And so that's probably one, you know, massive, massive difference, of course, is without that guaranteed lifetime income, we have to be all on our own. But the other crazy part is how long people are living. I mean, I've got so many clients of mine that are, you know, especially a bunch that are in their 70s that have their parents still alive. You know, it used to be impressive if you made it to your 70s in retirement.
Right.
Yeah, now, you know, you make it to your 70s and your parents will still be there sometimes. and so some of those are in their 90s or 100s. And, you know, it's crazy how many people now are going to have a 30-year retirement. I mean, for most of us, we may have worked 40 plus years, you know, 35, 40 years, whatever it was. But to almost have the same length of retirement as how long you worked, dang, that's a lot of money you got to save up to, you know, to get there, right? And to have enough money to really last. And, you know, it's kind of a scary thought. So the stuff that used to kill you, now you take a pill for and then you're fine. And it's great because we're living longer, but okay, nobody told us this when we were younger that we were going to have to save so much more. And now it's like, oh, hold it, what? I have this much longer to plan for? And so, you know, that may rethink a lot of people's, you know, type of retirement. I mean, I have more and more people now that, you know, they're retiring from their stressful job. And then they're taking a job often for fun. I'd say almost probably the first one, unfortunately, is for healthcare. Because if somebody wants to retire pre-65 and there's no Medicare yet, just getting a job that has the healthcare benefits saves you so much money that it makes sense just to work to get that. But even beyond that, a lot of people are doing jobs for, you know, for fun, for, you know, like teaching or doing, you know, just I've got a client that works at the SAP and Levi's, you know, just to kind of get out there. And, you know, the nice thing is he can pick his days of which concerts or what events and what things he wants to do and doesn't want to do. And, you know, the other kind of good and bad thing is, you know, he complains how much walking and how much up and down it is, but, you know, that's
it's
actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So getting to pay to have exercise is even better than having to go off and do it on your own. Right. So, you know, so there's a lot of different ways that people are going to be retired now, and probably one big facet will be some sort of job just to keep some money going in so you don't have to drain down those assets so fast and so early, because yeah, it could be there a long time before you need all that money. So, you know, and there's a lot of things that, you know, that really can, a lot of retirement issues that people need to think about. And what we've done is we've actually written a report called the Top Planning Retirement Issues. And, you know, just to figure out, okay, what are the things I need to be thinking about? What are these things I should be, you know, focused on? And let's see what those are. And so, you know, if that's something you'd like to get a copy of, all you have to do is, it's super easy. It's text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, if you want that list of those top retirement planning issues, text the word retirement, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can always go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, if I have some savings built up and maybe I have a couple of investments and some money like an annuity, do I have a retirement plan?
Yeah, no, of course not. So that's kind of like sitting there going, you get whatever it is, something from IKEA maybe, or, you know, whatever tool or whatever, you know, piece of furniture or something you bought, and you got all of these parts.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not completed, right? It's just a bunch of parts, and it can build that thing if you do it the right order and you do it in the right steps. And, you know, you make sure you don't skip a step and all of a sudden have to go undo a whole bunch of stuff. And, I mean, one of the things we have is we've got one of these cool Oryu kayak, and it's this foldable kayak. And so it folds up into about the size of a large check-in, you know, bag you know, and stuff. And every time we've done it so far, we always skip one little step or something that we have to go back. And we're getting better, but still it's annoying because it's like, dang it, forgot that one again.
You have to go back and refold it again?
And either unfold it, or a lot of times it's just, like the seat clips into where one of the catches clips into, and but you have to do it when it's more open, and it's like, dang it, forgot that one. Or, you know, when we fold it, it's like, you have to fold it offset. And so, you know, it's one of these things. It's a really cool kayak. It's great because you can just throw it in the back of your car, but it's always one of those fun ones where without the instructions, you'd be dead. It'd be very tough to ever get that thing built. And, you know, so really, if you think about a retirement plan, is really those instructions. You know, so if you don't have that instruction kit and saying, okay, do this step before you go to the next step. And, you know, a lot of times people skip some steps and then all of a sudden they're trying to figure out, what do I do now? Or, you know, they're in their late 50s, early 60s, and, you know, come to me and say, okay, well, what should we be doing now to save? It's like, whoa.
Now, yeah.
Oops. Yeah, you should be working a lot longer, probably, unfortunately. But so when we sit down with people, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we, for no cost, no obligation, we actually create that income plan, that investment plan, tax plan, healthcare, and legacy. We go over everything, what track you're on right now, what path you're on. You know, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184, or go online and you can book right then at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628 or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we're kind of going back to the basics and we're discussing building blocks for a rock solid retirement. Before I get back to that, though, I want Eric to enlighten us with another financial fail. And this is something that Eric has seen happen to or with retirees. He doesn't want it to happen to you. And we know, you know, we always learn from our mistakes or the mistakes of others. So, Eric, what story do you have for us this week?
Well, this one's a pretty common recurring theme, and it's always a tough balance act, if you want to call it that, I guess. But a lot of people need to shut down the bank of mom and dad. At some point, it's got to end. And, you know, it definitely a lot of people are getting atypical careers now where they're, you know, doing more gig economy type stuff, or especially in this valley where studio apartment can be up to $2,000 or more a month to rent. You know, it makes it really tough to go out on your own. And, you know, there's one thing with saying, okay, you know, my kid's staying at home with us, you know, just living there. We'll charge them some rent, make them pay something, make them do some of the stuff. So that way, you know, they're at least helping you out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen way too often where, you know, I've got, you know, one person I'm working with that, they've got a cottage kind of in the back that they could be renting out for, you know, probably $2,000, $3,000 a month. And they're getting $250 a month from their daughter.
Oh,
and so that's really affecting them. And he had to retire early due to health issues. And she's going to about to retire next year. And it's like, okay, you're going to kick out your daughter or what you going to do? Because there's a lot of money sitting there. And you know, I've had other people where I've had one nurse who retired. She took a lump sum payout from her pension because she has a lot of health issues. So, yeah, she figured, hey, you know, at least that way my kids will inherit it and stuff. Well, then she ended up just spending it on them, you know, helping them with houses, helping them this and that. And now she's almost out of money herself. We kept telling her, you can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing this. And she keeps doing it. And it's to a really kind of a sad situation. And so, you know, that you probably struggled. You probably had to go through hard times, and that's what makes you tougher, right?
That's right.
The way you learn to not fall is you fall, and you stop doing it after a while.
Get back up, and you learn, yeah.
And so, you know, that's the same thing you have to do with your kids, because there's financial aid for school. There's obviously just work harder and longer or to get another job for making more money. But once you're in retirement, there's no financial aid. There's no way to, you know, to do something else very quickly like that. So, you know, I think that's one of the big things is just kind of shutting down that bank of mom and dad and easing them off that as soon as you can, because it's really affecting a lot of people's retirement. And it's one thing if you've got plenty of money and you're going to have no concern, but if it's harming your future, then that's really also not what your kids probably want either.
Right. Let's talk about what some of the options are for generating income in retirement, Eric, because we're not going to have that paycheck coming in anymore.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have Social Security, and if you're lucky enough, have some sort of pension, but then it's going back to your investments, and kind of in a popular one that's, especially since 2010 on, has just been living off dividends from, you know, high dividend paying stocks or kind of big companies. Well, that strategy was awful in the 2000s, because a lot of the big company stocks, you know, just dropped like a rock in the dot-com crash, and then the 2008, you know, big crash. And so it's kind of deceptively working, but historically it goes on and off. And if all of a sudden you're living off all these dividends, but your money's dropping like a rock because the market took a 20% or 30% hit, well, then the dividends aren't that great to get, because, you know, if you're getting a 4 or 5% dividend or 2 or 3% dividend and you lose 10% of your value, you know, that's not going forward. And so really what we like to do is diversify it up a lot. And in terms of in types of investments, so I think everybody has to have some foundational asset. So foundational means stuff that can't go away. So it's either guaranteed by a bank, by the U.S. government, by an insurance company. Somebody's guaranteeing that money. So that way you can keep getting money in those down times. And lots of times, a lot of those tools do pay some decent income or decent interest. And so that way you can have some income coming off of that. The second area would be steady income assets. So these are typically stuff that's not in the stock market. A lot of times real estate or mortgage related or loan related. And these are paying right now, most of them about 5 to 7%. They don't have the volatility of the stock market. So they're paying that money typically also on a monthly basis, which is how most of our bills come in.
Right.
And so if you have those two categories, then your market money is not as dependent. You know, this, you know, you don't have to like have it doing great every single day or every single month. And that puts a lot less pressure on that portfolio. And that means you got a lot more options. And retirement's really about having options of where to get the money and how to get that money. And, you know, and so that's the things that, that people really need to be kind of focused on is not just, okay, how's this stock versus this stock, but, you know, it really should be everything that, that you're doing. And so one thing is makes shopping easier, making going to the store, you know, making sure you don't forget stuff is a checklist. Mm-hmm. And same with retirement. If you got a checklist, you can say, oh, okay, I got that box checked, that one. Oops, I don't have this one. You need to focus on that for a little bit. All those types of things. So if you want to get a copy of a checklist that we've put together for retirement, all you got to do, super simple, 800-454-1184 and text the word checklist. So again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, what about Social Security benefits? I want to bring that up as part of the income that we're talking about. You know, how do I determine when I should start taking Social Security?
Yeah, well, we do actually a lot of talks on Social Security, a lot of workshops on it, and we actually have a webinar that... that if you want to go to our wealthcreatorradio.com, you can see some when the next showing of the webinar would be, all about Social Security. But Social Security is one of the most critical things in terms of timing. Now, Social Security, what you don't know, you don't know, right? Is always the thing, and and also what you don't know to ask also means you don't know what to ask. And so, when I talk to people about talking to Social Security Administration and they'll answer your questions, but lots of times they won't necessarily give you the correct strategy because they don't necessarily know what you're trying to achieve. And they've got a lot of phone calls and a lot of people talking to them, right? So it's not that they're bad or they're, you know, trying to hide things or anything like that. It's just, you know, they're not going to get that much into your personal situation. So really what you need to do is really know that those details. Probably the first and foremost one is if you're going to work. If you're going to work and make any money, and it's before your FRA, which is your full retirement age. So for most people, it's age 67 if you're born 1960 and after. If you're born before 1955, so anywhere, you know, up to 1954, it's 66. And if you're born 55 to 59, it's a couple extra months between 66 and 67. So you have to know that age. That's the only age they calculate is that full retirement age. And then they penalize you for starting earlier, all the way up to age 62. But if you end up working, and for them, it's less than 18 grand a year. If you make more than 18 grand, then all of a sudden, every dollar, every $2 over that, you lose $1 of Social Security. So, yeah, if you say you went and had a job making, say, $57,000 and your Social Security was 20 grand, you would lose all of your Social Security. So do not start early if you think you're going to work. Now, once you hit full retirement, hey, you can make as much money as you want. But then also you have to figure out who's the higher of the two checks. And that if you're married, whoever's got the higher of the two checks, I call that the eternal check. Because for that couple's eternity, that's how long that money's going to last. They get the higher of the two. So whoever had the higher earnings, that person really needs to wait the longest for Social Security. So maybe they wait to 67. Maybe they wait all the way up to 70. You know, whatever, you know, makes more sense. But, you know, really the only way to fully understand how to turn on Social Security and what makes the most sense is within an income plan. So if you have an income plan, you can say, hey, if I turn on 67, this is what happens. If I turn on 70, this is what happens. And I've actually had people where if you wait till 70, it'll be worse, which sounds weird. But if you think about it, say their full retirement age was 66, you know, you had to wait 4 more years. Mm-hmm. And that might be $100,000 of money you had to take out of your retirement plan just to get some extra money for, you know, from there on out. And so if that burn rate for that $100,000 that you took out could cause more harm than good to your overall plan. But again, this is the only way you can do this is figure this out with a plan. And, you know, so that's really what you need to do is have it as part of that whole overall income planning process. But if you do want a guide on Social Security, we have that if you text the word security, so not social, but security, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word security to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do the markets have you concerned that everything you've built could come tumbling down like a house of cards? Coming up next, we'll talk about strategies to help you build a solid retirement plan so you are not scrambling to pick up the pieces. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the 3 simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're glad to have you here for Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric wants to help you plan for the worst and then, of course, hope for the best. Today, we're talking about building blocks for a rock-solid retirement. Your income plan is one of the key pieces of that retirement plan, one of the building blocks for that rock-solid retirement. I want to talk to you or ask you about ways that we can withdraw from our retirement accounts, and we have to figure out how much we can afford to withdraw because of the tax implications yearly.
Yeah, well, it's not just taxes, but just, you know, how long is the money going to last? And, you know, really when you're talking about safe withdrawal rate, there back in the 90s, there's a financial advisor came up with this 4% rule and basically said is, say you got $1 million, you can easily afford to take out $40,000 off of it and then grow that with inflation. And then pretty high degree of probability back then that, you know, your money would last as long as, you know, you lasted. And seemed right. The only thing was interest rates at the time were about 3 times as high as they are now. So if you were talking about having a 60-40, you know, stocks and bond blended portfolio, well, you were making a lot more on that 40%, and now you're not. So some people have now called that the 2% rule, and there's been all sorts of studies saying, you know, it should be even lower maybe, and that's pretty scary because if you need now, you know, $2 million, say, to get the same $40,000, mm-hmm. Makes retirement a lot harder. And I think that's really a cop-out for people in my industry to not using the right tools and not really using the right things to guarantee that more of that income and make sure that that income's coming out. So it's really not the best way to do it. It's kind of saying, oh, well, you know, what I want you to do is have all your money still managed by me and I'm still going to get my, you know, my annual fee from managing your assets. So we'll just leave it all in the market and, you know, yeah, you shouldn't take out more.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not much of a plan. Mm-hmm. You know, so really what we want to do is look at, okay, how can we get more income? And there's lots of tools. Yeah, I mentioned already steady income assets. I mean, those are usually right now paying, a lot of these are alternatives to the stock market, but these are paying usually 5, 6, 7%. Well, if it's literally paying you 5 or 6 or 7%, then yes, you can withdraw 5 or 6 or 7%, right?
True, yeah.
You're not touching the principal and it's paying that every month. And, you know, so that's one way to fix it. The other way is, you know, having some guaranteed income. There's been numerous studies that say that really the only way, at least on an academically, you know, proven type basis, that you're going to make sure your money lasts is have some money in some annuities. Not the variable kind, because that kind of kills the point, because that's really just going back in the stock market. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about the fixed kind, or ideally the fixed index kind, where they're going to have some sort of guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefit, something where it's going to pay you for as long as you're around. And even if the money runs out, you still get that check. And annuities have gotten to be such a critical part that there's actually a new law that's, you know, it's going through the houses of Congress right now, but we'll see how it all comes out. And one of the things that they're going to add is annuities to your 401k. And so, you know, that's really kind of evidence and proof that the government's even saying that, hey, we don't want you on our rolls. So the only way we're going to prevent that is making sure you have some guaranteed lifetime income, because people are going to be retired for so crazy long now. And, you know, so that's there are other ways to do it. It's just they're not stock market solutions. And that's where a lot of financial advisors say, hey, I'm a fee-only advisor, and I'm only going to work in the stock market and, you know, manage your money and make you all this money. It's like, oh, okay. And if the market crashes, what do? You just hang on. Well, you can't hang on. I'm retired. I need the money
right.
Every month.
That's right. Yeah, you do.
You know, I mean, I don't want to hang on to the edge of a cliff. No. So, so that's not really much of a solution. So, yeah, for me, it's, you know, I guess the right answer is let's plan for something smarter. And I think you can get much more like a 5 or 6% withdrawal rate if you have proper planning. But if you're going to take it from a stock market portfolio, then no, that's not going
to
work.
Okay, very good. Now, would it be important to get a second opinion to help ensure, you know, that my plan is on track?
Well, I mean, just like anything in life, I mean, lots of times, you know, well, my family has a horrible, horrible habit of, you know, not putting stuff back where it should be always.
Oh,
and then
no.
They, you know, where's this? Where's my keys? Where's
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
And I've just got a very highly skilled sense of, if I see something out of place, I just remember where it is, and because I know somebody's going to ask for it at some point, I'm not going to go, you know, put it back where it belongs. So that would just be taking all day long. So, so you know, that's one way to make sure that, you know, at least I know where the stuff is when they ask me. And, you know, it's one of those things where they could probably see it. You know, I mean, I don't know how many times the kids say, oh, it's not there. And then, did you move anything? Did you pick
did you
up anything
around?
To look
yeah.
under it? You know, it's like, it's not in the camping, you know, bin. Yeah, you just had to move one thing and there it was. So, you know, those are the things that are always frustrating. And, you know, it's always frustrating to be on the other side too, right? Where you said, I swear, I just saw it look there. And,
yes.
You know, and then some elf just put it back, right? And it was
right,
magic.
Right.
And so, no, that's not really the case. And really with financial planning, that's, you know, and advice, it's the same thing. I mean, lots of times I have people who are doing stuff on their own, but they just don't know some of these tax laws, or they don't know some of these issues and some of these things out there. And lots of times people are working with like a, you know, what I call a wirehouse advisor or something like a Merrill Lynch or Edward Jones, or they're working with a bank advisor. And those people have a broker dealer that tells them what tools they can and can't use. And so a lot of times they don't even have access to some of the tools that we have. And so, again, that's where a second opinion say, well, hey, why aren't you using these or why aren't you using that? And it's like, nobody ever told me those were out there. Well, okay. So maybe you shouldn't have been using them as much, or add on somebody else to you know, get some of those access to some more items. So, you know, it's really more about that. So, yeah, I think having a second opinion is really super critical, really, for people. And, you know, and really just knowing what questions to ask a financial advisor are really, really important, you know, because how do you know, right? I mean, it's kind of like going to a doctor's office. Okay, they got a bunch of, you know, plaques on the wall saying they learned something, but were they really paying attention, or, you know, did they mail order those? You know, how do you know that they're real? And so one of the things we've come up with is the 9 questions that you should ask your advisor before you hire them. And these are really super critical things. And you really need to background check people. And there's a lot of easy links that you can do to do all that. But if you want to get one of these reports, so it's the 9 questions to ask your financial advisor. All you have to do is text the word questions to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word questions to 800-454-1184, or you always can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, would you say that people who come in to see you, most of them truly understand how much of their income is at risk in the markets?
Not at all. So, sadly, no. I mean, a lot of people got a little glimpse in the fourth quarter, you know, last year when the market did from August down to, you know, December, did almost a 20% drop. So, that kind of gave you a glimpse, but lots of times people only noticed it for that one quarter and then it went back. And so they kind of almost forgot. And so, you know, the big difference again is when they're withdrawing money, that money doesn't come back. And again, so that's the part where people don't really get it. And so one of the things you have to do is really know your risk level. And even actually on our website, there's a risk score that you can take, a little risk quiz. It's really fast and just click through a couple things and it kind of gives you a number, kind of looks like a speed limit. And so it's from 1 to 99. It says, okay, here's what level of volatility I'm comfortable with. And then from there, you can say, okay, well, where is your portfolio? And if you're comfortable with, say, a 45 level of volatility and we find out you have 75, yikes.
Yeah.
That means that that next drop is going to be way bigger and way scarier than you ever planned on. And again, if that's something you want to figure out and you want to get a little bit more information on, you know, you can actually text the word market, which is a report on understanding market corrections and risk in the market. So text the word market to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628. Or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. And we are so glad to have you with us for Wealth Creator Radio today. Even if you have a reliable income plan, you have a solid investment strategy that you're comfortable with, you are still at risk of having your financial world being shook by the unexpected. All it takes is a car accident or maybe just an accident like slipping on the ice, something like that, a bad medical diagnosis, anything that we don't want to hear. A healthcare plan is another building block for a solid retirement. So let's talk about the consequences of not having a plan for healthcare and retirement, Eric.
Well, most studies out there right now usually use anywhere between $250,000 and $300,000 is the cost of not long-term care, but just the cost of all the normal stuff. So your prescription co-payments, your dental, your, you know, doctor co-payments, all those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the premiums,
Medicare,
of course, for Medicare,
yeah,
premiums, uh-huh, and supplements and all that stuff. So for just a married couple, I mean, $300,000 just for the normal routine stuff. And then you're not even talking longer care. So, you know, long-term health care, that's a lot of money. And so if you don't have a plan for that, that's going to eat up a lot of your other assets. And, you know, even worse, if you're going through those go-go years and you're doing all those checklist items, you know, those first 5, 10, 15 years of retirement, you're doing all that fun stuff. And then you start going into slow-go years where you're not maybe spending as much money, but now you've spent a whole bunch on healthcare that you weren't planning on. You know, you might kind of start running out of money before you get to your won't go years, those years where you probably won't, you could go someplace, but you probably won't. Well, we don't want those won't go years during your, you know, your either your go-go years or your slow-go years. So, one of the things you have to do is plan for having some of that money there. And probably healthcare is, I'd say, probably the number one thing that people don't quite remember. And lots of times it's because you're paying for your healthcare often with your employer. And so it's coming out before your paycheck comes out. So, yeah, you say, okay, hey, my take-home pay, you know, between the two of us is, say, $7,000 a month. We would ideally like to retire around $7,000 a month. Oh, but hold on. If you're retiring 65 and later, probably at least $300 a month you have to count for each of you to pay for just the healthcare premiums, Medicare premiums, and supplement. And then you have to, of course, be still throwing in money for, other stuff. If you're retiring pre-65, oh my gosh, it's usually $800 to $1,000 per person. And so a lot of clients, when I'm talking to them about retiring early, it's like, you need $7,000 a month because that's what you're spending now, but let's add the other $2,000 for medical. Yeah. It's like, whoa, hold up, what? And obviously that makes a big change on your retirement. So really need to have that, you have to have that calculated into your retirement plan and your income plan. Because without that and being your income plan, it's going to be a huge shock. And I've seen it more and more times where I've sat down with people and they think they're all set. And it's like, well, what about this number? You forgot about that. It's like, whoa, that made a big swing on their success chances. And usually, it's not a swing to the positive. It's a swing to the negative. So,
right.
So that's one of the things that you really have to really be paying attention to.
So what would be some kinds of tools out there that can help people like my husband and I cover medical costs in retirement, Eric?
Well, for just normal costs, probably about the only thing other than just saving more and earning more would be health savings account. So lots of times people get confused between FSA and HSA. So the F is flexible. So flexible is the use it or lose it stuff. So that's where your employer will allow you to put some money pre-tax into an account, but you got to use it that year. And if you don't use it, it goes away. So that one, those kind of suck. they're nice to help pay for some costs, but obviously you don't want to put a ton in there because you'll lose the money. Health savings accounts, where you have to have a high deductible plan to get these. With the health savings account, you could be putting in about almost $7,000 for a family a year into one of these and into the savings aspect of it. Now, of course, if you have a big issue and you use a lot of it, well, usually your deductible is about that much. So that may not in the end be a huge savings that one year, but hopefully you're not doing that all the time. And so that money can keep rolling over, and it can be a great place to have tax-free money coming out to pay for those healthcare costs. So that's one tool. The other one, of course, is what about long-term care, right? And that's the tougher one. And so long-term care now, for most people, it's anywhere between $7,000 and $10,000 a month that you're paying for a facility. And it's not covered by Medicare. It's covered initially if you go from a hospital to a facility, they'll cover, the most they'll ever cover is 100 days, which is 3 months. Mm-hmm. But usually they don't even go that far. And so that can be a huge cost. So a lot of times people, of course, want to stay home. Well, that gets even more expensive because now you have to have somebody only taking care of you, not taking care of other people at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, that one can be very, very expensive. And in terms of tools for that, there is long-term care insurance, which is, I think, just awful now. It used to be that, there's a bunch of people doing long-term care insurance. Now, most all of them, there's only a handful of companies left. When I first started the business, there was about 90 companies did it. And mainly because the claims, once they started, it was great insurance to sell for the longest time because nobody had claims. And then all of a sudden, boom, a wave of claims hit and all these companies had huge, huge losses. And now they've all raised their rates. I just had a client literally get 100% rate increase.
Oh, dear.
And this is a couple of years after she had a 37% rate increase. Ugh. And she bought these policies in the late 90s, and she's in her mid-70s now. She can't just go back out and get a new policy.
Oh, that's
right?
For sure,
So they're the better option, I think, for long-term care is there's these kind of specialty products where they're actually life insurance that's gives you a ton of long-term care. It's really not meant to build up money. It's really not meant to do anything other than really provide long-term care. Nice thing is, if you never need it, you're going to get more money because there's life insurance involved. Not you, but your family.
Right,
but,
yeah.
you know, and so those ones I think are a lot better, because often you usually just pay the one-time lump sum and then you're done with it, or you can pay it a little over a few years. But once you have those, they can't change the premiums. They can't mess with it. They can't alter it. They can't go back on their promises. So, you know, there's a lot better options out there. And so again, you know, if that's something you want to find out more information on, you know, all the stuff that you should be planning on and all these things. We do have a retirement planning income checklist that you can get. And really what this does is helps you figure out, okay, do I have a plan for this? Do I have this covered, or, you know, yes or no type of thing? And so all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184.
So how do we help ensure that we have a solid legacy plan for our loved ones? You know, you mentioned, you know, we could do the life insurance policy. It could cover some long-term care, but if we don't use it, that could go on to our loved ones. Anything else?
Well, first and foremost, if you've got any sort of, you know, real estate asset, you really need to have a living trust. And what a living trust does is it kind of works like a funnel. So it says, anything that doesn't have a beneficiary designation, so brokerage account, savings account, you know, real estate, any of those items, it'll funnel through this and it'll go to exactly who you want. More importantly, is you don't have to have those loved ones going through the probate courts, advertising all your assets to everybody in the world, and then fighting over them in court. And that's what you don't want. I mean, that's what a will does. A will tells somebody what to do when they're in court. It doesn't void court, doesn't void probate. So the will is very useless, I think, because, you know, it tells people where you want your assets to go, but it doesn't save them any time and or hassle. So having that trust there is really critical. But, I mean, I was just meeting with somebody a couple of weeks ago, and they kept saying joint account. But they also talked about how they have a trust. And when I finally looked at one of their statements, I'm like, this is actually a joint account. And that's, I guess that's why you guys are calling it that, but you have a trust. this account needs to be in there, because that account being outside of the trust would trigger a probate on its own.
I bet they were surprised.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, they're like, what? Hold on. Why? You know, lawyer didn't tell us that. I'm like, well, these lawyers do say stuff, but they'll say, I mean, the dumbest thing I see from attorneys is they'll say, oh, these accounts are in the trust. You know, that's like me saying I owned your house. I mean, you know,
yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I don't. And so, you know, you can't just type on a piece of paper that, you know, this Fidelity brokerage account's in the trust. You go to Fidelity and say, oh, this is in the trust. Like, no, it's not. It says right here who's on it. It's a joint account. It's not in the trust. You can't just type up something and say, oh, it's there. Mm-hmm. No. So, you know, that's one of the critical things that we do actually here, and every financial advisor should be doing, is making sure that those assets are in the trust. And I cannot believe how many times I meet with somebody who is a financial advisor, who has they have a trust. The person's never fixed these things. You know, they've never moved these accounts to the trust. And it's like, well, you're just blowing it. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. That's what your job's supposed to be there for. And, you know, so that's one of the things I think people really need to do is really have a more of an overall plan. And what we do is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have you know, worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. All you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, visit to 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628. Or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Hackman. And Eric is here today because he wants to give you advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Today, we've been talking about making sure that you have building blocks for a rock-solid retirement. But we are at the time in our show where you give us an example of someone's wealth success story, Eric. It's always a good lesson, and we can see how things worked out for someone for the best. So tell us what you have for us today.
Most people around here, if you've owned your house for 10 or 20 years, very high odds you owe more than you ever paid for it, you know, because the value's gone up, right? If you paid $300,000 for the house, now it's worth $1 million. There's a lot of money sitting there, and so maybe along the way you take some more out and do stuff with it, and you know, that makes sense lots of times. I mean, it's a good place to do it. It's usually cheaper money and so forth, and so there's nothing wrong with that. But I guess it was the success story is more really just how do you recover from things. So I've met recently with two different people. One, they had a lot of issues with some debt. They had put three kids through college, all this stuff. And then when the financial downturn hit and their house was underwater and stuff, they, you know, had to go through bankruptcy and all that. And they really never started building back up those 401ks or funding that. They're funding up to the match and that's it. So they're putting like 5% away. But I was meeting with somebody else who kind of had some of the same issues. But what they did is they actually made sure that after they had these issues that they went back to putting away 15% a year. And it was just one of these weird cases where they just happened to be of the same timing. Obviously they don't know each other and they don't know, like, comparing the two, but you know, meeting people kind of back to back sometimes like that. And you see these two very divergent stories of the same kind of situations, but how they reacted, how they, you know, what action and what course of stuff that they did along the way. You know, one is spending a lot more money. You know, they've got RVs, they've got this stuff, and they're complaining how they have no money. Well, me, well, yeah. You know, talking about second opinions, like, yeah, no, actually, I think you do. You know, it's just the fact that, you know, you're living life and you're doing the stuff you want. And they even at one point admitted that they really wanted to do this one trip to Mexico because there was, I think it was some band they like or something that's performing down there a lot or something like that. And I forget what the whole story was, but you know, he knew they could afford it, but hey, they figured, hey, you know, you only live once. Well, what? You know, there's a fine balance between going crazy and you only live once to, hey, you know, you got to spend within your means. And so, but the biggest difference really was the savings rate. And if you're not saving that 15 to 20% of your income between retirement plans, savings accounts, other stuff, you know, then it's going to look ugly. It's going to have, you know, some big compound effect at the end of you know, your working career where you're wondering why you don't have much money. And it's like, well, because you didn't put it away. You spent it all. And, you know, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be saving some of that money for the future. And so, you know, it's really not rocket science, nothing fancy, nothing, you know, spectacular. It's boring. Kind of like, what, you know, how do you lose weight? Well, you exercise and you eat healthy. Oh no, those two suck. So what's a better what way to do? Yeah, can you tell me a third answer? It's like, no. Again, if you want that retirement checklist, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Or you can always go online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. As always, you can find us on iTunes and our podcast online at wealthcreatorradio.com. See you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.